Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And if I'm a little bit hoarse, it's because I was yelling again about the Bucks. They won. They beat Atlanta 30-17, and I yelled a little bit too much, I guess. But anyway, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping the America, the great country of America, rolling along. And I do mean everybody that's working, but especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where I'm sure the weather's pretty good, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. We're all on the porch.
Yep. Well, it's only 52 degrees here.
Uh-oh. It's 61 degrees here.
Oh, very nice. All right.
It's partly cloudy, nice night. Going to be up to 80 today here. We're back to kind of like our seasonal temperatures. It'll be in the low 80s again tomorrow, and it might cool off a little bit towards the middle of the week, but the weather is back to where it should be instead of where it was.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
All right. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, sad news to report, one of the grand old statesmen of another era, Senator Bob Dole, former presidential candidate and World War II veteran, almost was killed in Italy with the 10th Mountain Division and was actually left for dead on the battlefield because they thought he was dead.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And he came back to Fulham, had a tremendous political career, ran for president more than once, got the nomination once. And what can you say about somebody like that?
Well, Captain Bob Dole, a true American hero and a true American patriot. Yes, he did run for president. He was actually on the ticket with Gerald Ford back in 76. And of course, in 96, he got the shot to be the Republican nominee. But Captain, I think in that year, 1996, I don't think anybody was going to beat Bill Clinton.
No.
But Bob Dole certainly leaves a legacy, and to have endured what he endured. He originally was wanting to be a doctor, but after he was injured so badly in World War II, his right arm being paralyzed, among other things, he turned to the law, and then he went on to be elected to Congress and later senator, and the rest is history.
Yeah, and a lot of people didn't particularly care for his style because they didn't quite, just like Donald Trump in a way, because they didn't quite understand the Midwestern people that were serious about life and family and God and country and all that. But he overcame all that.
I think he did, he certainly is going to be remembered for many, many years to come as someone who really left an indelible mark on the Senate and on the country.
Mm-hmm. I do believe you're right. Now, moving along, an emergency room doctor said it looks like Omicron may provide natural immunity with only mild symptoms. How do you like that? Now, we haven't heard that anywhere except right here, right now.
No, but see, that's exactly right. And, of course, this is early on with Omicron. There's no doubt about that. But everything needs to be examined about it. And if this doctor is seeing some kind of pattern, or if he's seeing some kind of data that might suggest this, well, then there's more investigation. And I think, Captain, you find that many in the medical community have a real open mind about how to treat COVID, how to prevent COVID, and what the effects of COVID are. Sometimes those might not line up with the political extravaganza that we see going on about COVID, but that's where we got to do the real science. Ask real questions, get real answers.
Well, we know one thing going on. We know that we have a Norwegian cruise ship coming back to New Orleans that's got 10 people sick with COVID-19, and the ship has been placed under quarantine and this, that, and the other, and they're undergoing the regulations that they have to undergo, and I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen when they come back to New Orleans, but they're supposed to be back, I believe, tomorrow, and they've been to three or four different countries in the Caribbean, but this is something, 3,200 people on a cruise ship, and you had to know when they started these cruises up again that they were running the risk.
Well, certainly. I think this is the Norwegian Breakaway is the name of the ship. And, yes, all of the passengers will have to be tested before they can even disembark the ship, we understand. So they could be quarantining for a time,
yeah.
What we understand. And you're right, mm-hmm. Captain. You put people in a bottle like that, ship in a bottle, as it were.
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. All the passengers and crew, all of them had been vaccinated.
Well, of course, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
More breakthroughs, exactly.
Yep. Okay, hold on. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning, beautiful morning where I'm at, going to be a great day. And for all the people that are down here now for the winter, just coming down to visit, and we got some people coming down here from Buffalo, I know, because Sunday, the Buffalo Bills take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And don't forget, you can go over there right now. It's Christmas time, and I'll guarantee you can buy something for every member of your family or all your friends and your pets, too, because they got things there for the pets right there at MyPillow.com. Now, we're not going to tell you to buy anything in particular. I'm just going to tell you to go over there and take a look at what's there. First of all, on the homepage, you'll see a lot of things listed there. And all you have to do is enter the promo code CAPTAIN and you get it for the ridiculously low price you see. But if we want to see prices where you'll think somebody went nuts, go to the Radio Listener Specials page and you'll see a lot of items there at insanely ridiculous low prices. And I'm talking about rock bottom prices on items that in some cases are marked down 75%. Now, it's still the same way. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. Now, any way you do it, MyPillow.com is a place to go. Take a look at everything they've got there. And when you find something you like, promo code is CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them on the phone, the number is 800-641-5459. And Kyle, how's Mrs. Professor doing with the slippers?
She loves the slippers. I've never seen Mrs. Professor so happy about her slippers. And by the way, the temperatures are starting to drop now here at night here in Southern California, and they're really coming in handy. So, yeah, she can't say enough good things about them.
Okay, and I got to get something out there for our listeners from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, to Madisonville, Kentucky, along I-24 and U.S. 41 and the Pennyrail Parkway over there. We have got a tornado watch, a severe thunderstorm watch and warning. We've got some flash flood watches and warnings all through that area because of a system that's coming through there. It's going to be working its way through there all night long. Now, Poplar Bluff, Sikeston, Cape Girardeau, you're in a tornado watch. That's, of course, all in Missouri, Kentucky, Paducah, Mayfield, Hopkinsville, that's Fort Campbell, and Madisonville, you're all in a tornado watch as well. So please be careful. Please leave your weather radio on if you have one. Otherwise, be prepared. Be prepared. You may have something coming your way, and you'll have very little notice, correct?
That's exactly right. Yeah, be aware.
All right, to the phone line we go. Let me see here. And we've got Mike in Clearwater. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? Kyle, I'm sort of very relieved because I'm starting to notice, we saw in Minnesota with Minneapolis, they overwhelmingly decided not to defund the police. So thank goodness these people were smarter than what I had originally given them credit for. Now, despite all the awful things, I don't have to tell anybody what happened to George Floyd, should not have happened, and it was awful. But I think the tide is turning, Kyle, and I think that people are starting to realize that, while there are some bad apples in the police force, we absolutely need cops, because without cops, what would it be? It'd be total
disorder.
Chaos. It would be madness. So I want to basically get your thoughts on that, Kyle. And then, since we do have 2 million-plus people that are listening, if maybe some police officers can call in and give us their thoughts on it, I would also appreciate it as well. And thank you so much.
All right. Well, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. And, yes, I think this is very similar to the things that we're being told by the Democrat Party elite nowadays. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe what the inflation's really happening for. Don't believe what you see. And this whole thing went along with the defund the police and the whole concept of that. Yes, you're right. It began after the George Floyd incident. Following that, when police departments actually were defunded and all this rhetoric started up, people began to see exactly what happens when you take away the thin blue line. And they know now, the Democrat Party elite, to some degree, they are seeing that when people see what's really happening in their communities, they can't go out and lie to them and tell them it's not happening or it's only happening because of something else or because of COVID or whatever it is. And people realize, yeah, we got to bring back the police. And overwhelmingly, I think Republican and Democrat, the Democrat Party elite, have a really hard time trying to get people to not be unified on the idea that we need police.
Well, AOC this past week, on Thursday or Friday, added another dimension into why she might need to have a straitjacket sooner rather than later, because she said, and I quote, "Well, those organized smash and grab things that you see in the stores, you really aren't seeing what's going on. That's not really what's going on there." Are you kidding me?
See, that's exactly my point. That's exactly it, Captain. I'm so glad that you said that, because it's the idea that they really believe they can go out and say things or tweet things out, and that's just going to make people look the other way or fix it or question their own eyes. But that's not happening anymore. Everybody knows exactly what's happening when they see on the news the people coming in with hammers and sledgehammers and smashing everything and taking it out in droves with lots of people who had to get together and conspire to do this. It's really happening, and I hate to tell AOC, but she continues to eke away at any kind of stature that she might have by saying such stupid stuff.
Here's what she said. She told the Washington Times that, quote, a lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out. I believe it's a Walgreens in California that cited it, but the data didn't back it up, she said. Are you kidding me? What's with all the empty shelves and the busted windows and the pictures on the video tape, the camera, the security camera, other people running out of the stores carrying stuff? What the hell is that?
Well, right. And you know something, Captain? Walgreens has actually fired back. And they've put out a statement, basically, that says in San Francisco, all this stuff has become so bad that the security costs at their stores there are now 46 times greater than the average Walgreens store. So the proof is in the pudding. People understand. They see what's happening. And they're not going to take AOC's word for it. Well, on anything, hopefully.
And organized retail crime right now, the smash and grab, is one of the top challenges facing the city police departments in the downtown areas of the big blue cities, because this is going on in big blue cities. It would never go on in Dallas. It would never go on in Atlanta. It would never go on in Tampa or Orlando because someone would get shot.
Well, you see, it certainly does bring up that whole idea. That's right. But Captain, when you're sitting at a restaurant at a very well-known, well-to-do place in Southern California called South Coast Plaza, and suddenly a group of armed men come in wearing masks, like ski masks, not medical masks, but coming in and they're demanding money and jewelry and valuables from people sitting out on the outdoor dining, something's going wrong.
But AOC is a moron and certifiably insane for denying the obvious of what's going on with these smash and grabs and trying to create a totally different narrative.
Well, sure. Well, that means, you know what, Captain, I think it's actually a good sign to some degree when she says dumb stuff like this, because it shows that they're absolutely losing the narrative. They're losing the hold that they have on trying to maintain the news cycles and so forth and trying to spin things. People don't believe it.
What is Proposition 47?
Proposition 47, I believe, was the proposition in California which made it, I think it was $950, something like that.
Or less.
Or less. If you stole that much, then it was just going to be a misdemeanor. You weren't going to really get in big trouble.
And they were letting people out because they had the no bail provision. They were letting people out on the zero bail criteria. They go right back out on the street and do it again.
Well, sure. Of course. It's just to recycle and back out. And that doesn't really work either. So what it's done, it's emboldened criminals. And, you know, Captain, and again, this is all on video, where people would walk into a Walgreens, say in San Francisco, and then just start filling up a duffel bag or a garbage bag full of stuff off the shelves.
Well, when there's
nothing they could do.
When there's no real punishment, then there's no stopping some of the criminals from committing these kind of crimes, especially if they're just going to be let go without any bail.
Well, exactly.
They're going to do it again and again and again.
That's right. And you know what happens next? It starts escalating to where they don't mind hurting somebody if they get...
Like the security guard, the retired police officer that they killed in Oakland.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that was a blue city.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept your nomination to lead our party once again to the presidency of the United States.
A giant of the U.S. Senate and the 1996 Republican presidential nominee, Bob Dole, has died at 98. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years. He'd been battling stage 4 lung cancer, and according to a family statement, the senator died in his sleep early Sunday morning. Reaction's been pouring in from both sides, according to Sean Sullivan, who's written a lot about Bob Dole for the Washington Post.
We're seeing a lot of statements pour in right now from different politicians from both ends of the political spectrum, Democrats, Republicans. I think you're going to continue to see that today as people pay their respects.
President Biden calling Dole a true war hero and among the greatest of the greatest generation. And this is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, please do that. We'd love to hear from you. 877-969-8600. Now, I take a product called Relief Factor. I used to take Mobic and Flexerol. That was the prescription drugs that they gave me for the pain and the inflammation I have with my left foot and ankle and my back that bothered me and my shoulder that bothers me every now and then because I have bursitis in my shoulder, arthritis in my wrist, and my spine has been fused, L2 and 3. So that's just part of the stuff from the wear and tear and the things that I've been through in my life. But anyway, Relief Factor is what I take now because it's all natural, 100% drug-free. Now, the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, hycarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it goes to lower and even eliminate the pain by going right to the source of the problem. Now, the 100% botanical and fish oil product is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. which supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. Simply put, it works. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And you can get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 three-week quick start. And if it works for you, and it should, then you don't have to do anything after that because it'll come to you automatically. So there you go. And I'm telling you, you don't know what you're missing until you try this, because anything is better than having to take a bunch of narcotics. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain. All you got to lose is pain.
Yeah, I know that. And I sure as hell got a chance to make up and get rid of the problems that I was having. Okay, the CDC director has said the FDA in discussions right now is there to authorize the Omicron-specific vaccine. Now, we know that we've got the Moderna and the J&J, and I guess the Pfizer, too. I'm not that familiar with Pfizer because I didn't get the Pfizer. But we've got the double doses where you get the shot one, shot two, and then they had the booster, right?
That's right.
And they've been telling everybody for a couple of weeks now, get the booster because that'll help you. Which some people are, some people aren't. But now we're hearing, on top of the booster, they're going to come out with this Omicron's vaccine to boot.
Well, that's right. And what they're going to do, of course, there's a process they have to go through, and then the FDA has to take a look at it and so forth. But evidently, they're trying to set it up where the FDA can move swiftly, and then also then the CDC can move very swiftly, according to Walensky. That way, they can try to get this thing maybe done within about 3 months or so. Because this, according to Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, they're all saying that they can get this produced in about that time period. So you're right. So as we get more and more information about Omicron and we're getting more cases and so forth, yeah, they might be able to produce it.
Well, here's what my doctor told me, because I asked him. I said, does this mean we're going to have to get another shot? We're going to hear all about this? He says, no. He says, in your case, you get a blood test. We check your antibodies so that you can give blood. And I got the results on Friday when I went to the doctor about my blood test. My antibodies are still sky high at the top of the chart, which is because of what I'm doing, okay? And I'm taking the proper vitamins to make sure my antibodies stay up.
Right. No, exactly right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's all it takes, is just to be conscious about that and not to do anything stupid along the line. For example, if you're near somebody that's sneezing or coughing or something like that, you want to get away from them as soon as you can.
Well, certainly.
Just like Uncle Joe, remember?
Oh, I got my grandson, I kissed my grandson right out here.
Right, right. Well, but see, Captain, I think a lot of people are taking precautions. They're not maybe doing something that's very different.
Of course they are.
Yeah, but everybody's certainly much more aware of being around people who might be sick or who are exhibiting any symptoms of being sick. And just the washing of the hands and the hand sanitizer thing is people, I mean, that kind of thing people are doing now. It's part of their normal day.
And here's the deal. About a third of the country isn't vaccinated, and they're doing quite fine because they're doing what they need to do. All right, let's go to the phone. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. It's James in Clearwater.
Yes, sir.
You know, there is a real simple solution to those snatch and grabs, and they proved it in what happened to our Trump supporters there in Washington. All they have to do is get the metadata from all those locations on all those phones, and they can get those people tracked down quite easily if there's a will to do it.
You're talking about January 6th?
You got it.
Well, guess what? They've been doing that.
For all those people with smash and grab?
No, they've been doing that. They just started to do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yep. They just started to do that, and I'll tell you where it started was Los Angeles, because the police chief out there alluded to it about 2 weeks ago, and last week he came out and said it.
Well, God bless him. It was about time somebody got some cojones and started going after these cops.
All right, I'm sorry, it wasn't the police chief, it was the sheriff. Yeah.
Right.
who's running for something, I think. But anyway, all right, James. Thanks for coming in. All right. Yeah, you know what we're talking about there, Kyle, right?
Well, right. And if they're able to locate people by maybe subpoenaing their phone records, exactly, yeah.
Well, they started to do that because they've been communicating via Facebook and via their mobile phones on Facebook when they're traveling around, the messenger and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So they intercept those messages. They find out, you know, do a real quick check, and when they find out what's going on, then boom, they go after the phones. All right, now, in a letter, the accused Michigan high school shooter told officials that the violent drawings he made ahead of his deadly rampage were for a video game, and they bought it.
Yes, exactly, and especially the authorities there, Captain, the police authorities, they were saying that, you know, if this rose to the level of calling the parents in because of what the teacher had seen, and where the teacher was alarmed by all that, and they had said that they would have wanted to be looped in to such a conversation, because just later that day, as the boy went back to class, that's when the rampage began. And I will point out, too, Captain, it looks like the person that tipped off the cops to where the parents evidently were hiding in that building that we were actually talking about early, I should say.
The story broke on the Third Watch.
That's exactly right. Well, that person may be able to get a reward of up to $20,000.
I know that. I told you that's why they found out, because they were offering a cash reward.
Yeah, so it looks like $10,000 per parent.
All right, now let's talk about what Israel may or may not have been up to over the weekend. A loud explosion that shook the ground for miles around was heard and felt near the Iranian nuclear site at Natanz.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. And of course, this would be nothing new in the history of what has been done from time to time against the Iranian their installations, basically. So that's right. So before, you know, we've seen computer viruses, we've seen direct attacks. Some believe the Stuxnet computer virus was really from the United States, but delivered into there. But that's right. And again, just to quickly put it in perspective, it's so different if the enemy that you have that's sitting there trying to create these weapons so that they can use them on you are in very, very close proximity. They're not separated by huge oceans. It's not like that. And they're literally in the neighborhood, as it were, and Israel will take measures, so I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Well, we heard Iran say that they shot that. Their version was, and we haven't heard any other confirmation, was we shot down a drone.
Right.
But to make an explosion like that?
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly. So either something went wrong, or there was sabotage, or there was an attack. And we may not learn the real truth of it for a time.
And we do know Israel's got some equally, if not more powerful, versions of the Bunker Buster as to what we have.
Well, exactly. And because, again, they need to, I mean, their security is paramount. They could come under attack at almost any moment, you know, virtually speaking. And again, the proximities involved are what drive their need to be able to not only react, but be proactive if need be.
Yeah, and then again, we have another country that's said that they may take action, and that's France.
Yes, that's right.
So we don't know what happened, but we'll certainly keep our eyes and ears open. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take a look at the weather. And we got plenty of weather to look at tonight. It's snowing in the North Country, and I mean it's snowing. And we got the bad weather in the central part of the United States. And George up there in Minneapolis, I'm going to get to your story you sent me. I'm very aware of what's going on with that, and we'll have a comment about that when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That's Pink from Days Down By. That was when she started out there, Kyle. Let's get this party started.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love Pink. I think she's a great, great musician and artist. And, yeah, she's really good.
Well, that was really a good song because it gets the whole room bouncing.
Well, that's right.
And I think we just kept about half the truckers out there in the highway awake. So there you go. Now, let me just read this real quick. There's a strong system that's going to move to the east with very unsettled weather because we've got a strong cold front sweeping through the east on Monday. It's going to bring lake effect snow, high winds, strong to severe thunderstorms, which we've got right now in Kentucky, the southeastern part of Missouri, the northwestern part of Tennessee, and through the central and western parts of Arkansas tonight, so you got to be real careful there. And high winds, severe thunderstorms, flooding, the whole nine yards. And Kyle, you got weather out west. Tell us about it.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and we're definitely tracking right now some winter weather advisories, and this is going to be in the northern part of Idaho and also into the western part of Montana, especially Missoula, Montana, and certainly if you're coming up through 4th of July Pass tonight, it looks like you've got 21 degrees, and you've definitely got what appears to be rain and snow in the forecast, again, depending on the temperature, so be careful and make sure. Of course, you may have to use those chains at some point, so definitely be ready for that. Now, also north of Helena, Montana, up into Great Falls, we also have another winter weather advisory, and we've got a wind chill advisory up along U.S. Highway 2 up near Glasgow, Montana, so definitely be aware of that. That goes on over to North Dakota, by the way. High wind watch in southern Wyoming. We've got the usual suspects here. We've got Elk Mountain along I-80 there. Along to Laramie and also Cheyenne. We've got high winds going on there. Then down in Colorado, pardon me, I scratched that, in New Mexico, east of Santa Fe, we've got wind advisories that heads on over into Texas as well. Seattle, Washington, reading rain right now and rain for the next few days, it looks like, in the forecast. Mm-hmm. Also, Portland, Oregon, same story, basically no rain right now. But I will tell you about this, Captain, along I-15, Interstate 15, this at the Nevada and California border, it was announced today, or yesterday I should say, that they're going to be widening about a 7-mile stretch there along the border between California and Nevada.
They need to.
I think that's going to come as some welcome news to our trucker friends out there who have been stuck, I know, in that slowing.
Let me get going here because we've got some major problems in North Dakota along the Minnesota line right now. I-29 from Fargo all the way to the Canadian border to include Moorhead. You have got a blizzard warning. You heard me right. B with a blizzard. Blizzard warning. Temperatures in the teens, and you've got zero visibility conditions driving up I-29 tonight. Please be careful. The end of the line for you might be Fargo because you won't be able to see anything. Now, there's a winter storm warning straight across Minnesota all the way up to the Canadian border from North Dakota over to Wisconsin. Northern part of Wisconsin has a winter storm warning as well. A winter storm warning in the upper peninsula of Michigan between the lakes, Superior and Huron. You've got lake effect snow coming in now up off Lake Michigan. You've got more lake effect snow as you follow across from Toledo east. That'll be developing as the day goes across all the way to Erie, all the way to Buffalo, all the way to Syracuse, north up I-81. That snow, as the wind changes, and we do have 30 to 40 mile an hour winds right now, Kyle, coming off Lake Ontario with the temperatures in the 20s, which means by sometime tomorrow that lake effect machine will kick in and all of central and southern New York, all the way back to the western part of New York and Lake Erie, will be getting snowed on from the lake effect snow. In addition, you've got snow all the way up through to the northern part of New York up above Saratoga Lake. Up above Saratoga and up above the northern part of North New Hampshire right now. Northern part of Maine, we've got snow up there. We've got a gale warning starting out in Nova Scotia, comes right down again to Cape Cod, goes on down towards Long Island, winds up to 35, 40 miles an hour. We've got that gale warning continuing on down to North Carolina. Right now and right there at Cape Hatteras. And then Here we go again. Fog, lots of it in the south. I-95 all the way from Daytona, straight north up into the southern part of North Carolina to include Fayetteville, and then down along the southern part coming across I-4. We have some patchy areas of fog, and then between Daytona and down towards West Palm, you'll have some patchy areas of fog. Also across the Panhandle, fog up there, again, going across I-10 towards Louisiana. Now, really bad weather tonight. Severe thunderstorm warning across the central part of Arkansas with the possibility of some tornadoes in the northwestern corner north of Little Rock, up into the southwestern corner of Missouri, over into the western part of Kentucky to include all the way over towards Fort Campbell, and then a little stretch of the northwestern part of Tennessee, it's right along the border. So that's what we've got right now, and you need to be really paying attention to the weather tonight.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, because it makes all the difference.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the Flying J and the pilot.
All right, folks, the pilot and Flying J, they are welcoming you, and they want you to come in and be sure to join the Drivers Club. There's no better time of year to do it, by the way, too, because once you join the Drivers Club, you start earning points on all the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, and the supplies that you buy. You can turn around and use those points for great stuff at the pilot or Flying J. Maybe that great Christmas present you've been looking for, something you're out on the road, and they are the place to go. And by the way, professional drivers, you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. You won't be sorry. You can also download the app, the My Rewards Plus app. You can track your points and get all great bunch of great offers as well. So do that today. PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right, and when we come back after the top of the hour break, we're going to tell you about the Remain in Mexico policy that is currently being adhered to by the Biden administration because a federal judge told them they had to. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.